Oak Hill presents an unabridged recording of Blasted Things, written by Leslie Glaister and read by Jilly Bond. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Oak Hill. 1920.
Darling, we have a son.
The voice echoed from somewhere far away. There seemed no connection between this news and she.
A son, my darling, a beautiful boy.
After a period of drifting, she registered that it was Dennis's voice. That it was light. That it was over. The child was born, and it was a male. She turned her face to the wall, which was pitted, the paint a sickly green to match the smell of ether.
A boy.
Cannon fodder. Imagine pushing that paint into all those little pits, the sticky brush, the claggy pigment, the chilly smell of it. But perhaps it would be a soothing occupation. Later they put the boy, shawl wrapped, into her arms, and he snuffled his face towards her breast. She gazed down at his black wisped head. It seemed that he had been bathed. His eyelids opened to reveal dark slits of shine. She put the vast tip of her forefinger against his open palm, and as the fingers closed around it, her heart was crushed. Before. Chapter 1. October 1917. At the end of a shift that had seemed endless, Clem stood yawning and shivering in the grey dawn light, inhaling the bitter smoke of a Red Cross ciggy. She listened to the cheeping of some poor bird. An officer, a doctor, loomed beside her. He was one of the Canadians, a lanky thing.
How do?
He lit one of his own superior cigarettes. Perfectly fine, she said rather stiffly. Small talk was the last thing she required.
Where are you from?
He asked. Suffolk.
A Suffolk girl. Bit hazy about British geography.
East Anglia, she snipped.
East Anglia,
he mimicked in a prissy tone. Sorry, asleep on my feet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?